and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bug Man.
All right, and we're trying out something new this week, you guys. We are doing our first remotely recorded episode. And anyway, hashtag remotely recorded episode, best episode, maybe.
That's right. Maybe so. Maybe this is the trick. Yeah. Maybe this is what we've been doing wrong the whole time.
Exactly. And this week, our show is brought to you by the Bachelor Bro Show.
Bachelor Bro Show.
Mm-hmm. And Bradley, what do we do each week on the Bachelor Bro Show?
Each week, we watch ABC's The Bachelor, so you don't have to, reviewing and recording and repeating all that happened so you can bring it to your friends and family.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we do. Bachelor Bro Show, y'all. Check it out. All right. Now, Bradley, today, Bugman, yes. I have a question.
The question is?
It is a question that I think I and you and our grandparents and our great-grandparents have been asking for a long time.
Yeah.
Where are my rights?
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Okay. Now listen, our forefathers, our founding fathers, they asked this question of King George, and they said, "Sir, excuse us, where are our rights?" And and they fought a war over it, Bradley. Now I don't know if I'm I don't know if I'm gonna fight a war over all these things, but doggone it, I wanna know.
Yeah.
I wanna know.
Right.
And I think what the issue is here.
Well, why did they leave out?
Yeah, the founders forgot the good ones, man. They absolutely forgot the good rights. So, number one, I want to know, why don't I have the unmitigated constitutional right to take a trip to the bathroom without anybody hollering at me or knocking on the door? Why can't I just be left alone?
Yeah, exactly. Why is there some sign on all porta potties saying I'm busy, but then when you get home, there's no sign.
Mm-hmm.
No one has any knowledge of what you're doing.
That's right.
We need advertisement. I'm busy. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's right. At most workplaces, at schools, at even public places, when you lock your door on the bathroom, it says occupied. Okay.
Yep.
Or you can just, you know, kind of peek under and see somebody's feet and go, oh, there's somebody in there. They probably don't want me talking to them while they're in the bathroom. And for the most part, we leave folks alone. But for some reason, when I'm at the house, it's just, hey, man,
it all changes.
Hey, let me knock on the door right quick. Let me call on you real quick. I got a 2-year old and she just runs up and starts saying, Daddy. Daddy. And then I got a dog that runs up and start going, like, scratching the door. I'm like, man, y'all just going to have to give me a sec.
Right.
It's my rights.
What kind of better world would we live in if at least somewhere on some piece of paper it said, this thing should not happen.
Mm-hmm.
This thing should not be.
Unconstitutional.
So what I think of is I'm a busy guy. We're both busy guys.
Yep.
We have things that we like to do all the time. But every once in a while, I don't have anything to do. When I have a day off, when I don't have responsibilities that are calling me, I would like to just not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But not only not do anything, but not have everyone around me think I'm lazy, you know, or judge me, have all sorts of judgment against me because I'm using my time not very wisely.
Exactly.
That I'm using my time just as I want to, not doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, why is it that folks like these, you know, financial gurus are saying, well, you're wasting your time. You ought to be out making money. You ought to. What can you do with your spare time? What can you do with your spare 10 minutes to make money? How about y'all chill out?
That's right.
Just leave me alone. I mean, this is right up there with give me peace and quiet on the pot, sir.
Like, that's right.
Why don't you just give me peace and quiet on the couch?
Just, can I not have just one day?
Let me tell
one
you.
Day.
Let me just chill. And the other thing, listen, I want to know where my right is to walk outside and exercise for fun or just whatever I want to do, just walking around outside in the street, you know, fun, exercise, whatever it is, without people looking at me like I am absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. You start walking around outdoors on your street, sidewalk or whatnot, trying to just be healthy. People look at you like you have lost your mind. They say,
so you're being nosy.
Is he homeless? Is just homeless and the only thing he can afford is a tracksuit? You know, where's he going? Well, how's he going to, you know, how's he getting home? Has he got a ride?
Right.
And it's, no, I'm exercising, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Got muscles and muscles to stress out. Mm-hmm. I got to get swole, mm-hmm. as the kids say.
I mean, mothers drive right past me. If I'm outside running, they drive right past me and they just, oh, children, avert your eyes. And they'll cover their children's eyes. Don't look at what that man is doing. And then a little boy will say to his mom in the car, Mom, why is that man outside wearing the shorts?
That's right.
And she says to her son, well, son, he's lost his mind because we have forgotten what it means to exercise. That's what I say.
He's plumb crazy.
Where's my right to not be looked at as an insane person for walking?
Yeah, and you know, in this cultural climate that we live in today, mm-hmm. I would like to just not like something. You know,
hear.
I would like to go see a movie and not care for it, yes. or read a book. And maybe I love the book,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I play a video game and I have no thoughts at all.
Yep.
But that is toxic now.
Oh yeah.
Like you're a virus.
Yep.
Even today, to have an opinion about anything.
Yes, your reaction must be extreme. You either fell in love all over again. You're going to get a divorce so that you can marry the new thing you just found, or. You want to burn it in the lava pits of Mordor because it was the worst, most terrible thing ever, and it ruined your life. You're not allowed to have a tepid response. And then if you don't have a response, period, exactly what you're saying, I can level with you on every respect.
And, you know, maybe I'm guilty of this. I don't know. But if I hear or if I tell someone,
mm-hmm.
oh, I haven't seen that yet, or I haven't got around.
What is wrong with you? What was it?
What's the matter with you?
What was it, Bradley? What was it you didn't see?
I mean, any number of things.
How dare you?
Exactly.
How dare you?
Game of Thrones, all right? If this is a safe enough place,
I am personally offended. I'm personally offended. And not just personally for me. You've offended me because that's a thing I like. But I'm also offended for all the people who would potentially be offended, knowing that you have not yet enjoyed their favorite thing. How dare you?
Like favorite thing that they just go bonkers over.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not just this is my favorite candy.
Yep.
Like it is their life to like these things.
Yeah.
I don't understand why George Washington was not a forward enough thinking person that he couldn't say if Bugman doesn't want to watch a thing on Netflix or HBO, that's fine.
Yeah. Where's my
Where
right?
Was he there?
Where's my
Where's
right?
Where's my right?
Okay. To just not care about a thing.
Yeah,
I don't...
exactly.
I don't care about a thing. Listen, My Little Pony people, I don't care. I don't care about your thing, okay? I will burn all the My Little Ponies in Walmart if that's what it takes for you people to understand that I don't care about your thing, okay?
We're sending a message.
That's right.
We're sending a message.
We're going to burn all the toys so that you know we don't care about them.
That's right.
Don't leave.
That's right.
Leave us alone. Listen, been getting emails for weeks from these My Little Pony people. And let me just say, I think each of us Americans should have the right to get a second job taking coins dropped in water fountains. Okay?
Yes.
Like,
Hello.
Taking coins from people that other people drop in water fountains should be an American right, because guess what? There are laws. Listen, there is legal precedent for you to walk outside and dig through your neighbor's trash can and take out whatever you want because they have abandoned it to the street.
Right.
It's literally
it's public
property then, and you can have it.
Public property.
Listen, somebody throws a coin away in a well of water, fair game.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Listen,
go ahead. They're looking at you like you're crazy. Again, there's immediate judgment because you think they're wasting a quarter.
Yep.
You know?
And listen, folks take dumpster dives. Okay, they call them dumpster dives, Bugman.
Yep.
All I'm saying is I'm going to take a dive in some shallow water like a normal person, and I happen to find a quarter.
Yep.
It's my quarter. Now listen.
Sounds like a game to me.
When I was a child, this is how I found out that this was not a right. Okay. When I was a child, I was at the Memphis Zoo.
Oh yeah.
And if you know anything about the Memphis Zoo, as soon as you come in, there's a fountain right at the front entrance, and there's nothing but coins everywhere. Well, listen. I went to the gift shop right inside the Memphis Zoo and picked up a little book where you get you need 50 cents, I think it is, for every one of these machines. It's all over the place, and you put a quarter into two quarters into a machine and turn a little crank with a penny in there. It's 51 cents.
Yep.
And that penny gets smushed into a gorilla face or a lion's face or something. And then I had this little collector's book where you stick all the little pennies down in the book. Well, I had the money for the book, Bradley.
Yeah.
I didn't have the money for the pennies.
That's right.
I didn't have the quarters to put in the machines. So what did I do? I went, and this is a true story, folks. I went and scoured the fountains for quarters and pennies, and I found enough to fill more than half that book. And guess what? Lo and behold, the Memphis Zoo Gestapo tries to stop me and tries to take me away as a kid. And I see him coming, and guess I booked it. I get out of there, and I run to the public bathroom, and I'm watching them, and I see these men in jack boots just walking over there to the fountain trying to find this little kid who's just trying to get some joy out of some quarters out of a Memphis fountain. Listen, all I'm saying is, folks, it is my right as an American to take money, your wish money, out of fountains and turn it into gorilla pennies. That's
who's the real bad guy? Who's the real bad guy there?
Memphis Gestapo.
Memphis Zoo.
I'm telling you.
You know, I think every person, and I know that some people will argue with me about this. Every person
I'm about
has
to right
burp.
Now.
Get ready. Get ready.
Everybody's got to burp?
Everyone has to burp.
I forget
and
that.
I don't
I'm with you.
I don't understand why I can't do it whenever I want to do it.
Yeah.
You know? We trust me, audience, fellow, you know, constant listeners, we know that we go over the gas thing a lot. But I think it's high time we bring this up again. It's a little strange that the American Bill of Rights does not have burping in it. Is that not a little strange?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm burping Congress. Let me go, let's go give the speech, and just before we get in there, drink whatever it takes, a bunch of root beers, Mountain Dews, or whatever in the world it is that gives you extra experience points these days whenever you get on Call of Duty or whatever it is. Just drink a whole bunch of those and get up there and start burping the Bill of Rights and just help them to understand this is a vital part of the American economy, the ability to burp with freedom.
A filiburper,
yes,
if you will.
Exactly. Very well put. Agreed, sir. Agreed.
Oh, heck.
Listen.
You know, vehicles, and this is maybe my last one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I stay upset quite a bit, so it's hard for me to pick and choose what's worth saying. But if we're going to make vehicles, if we're going to buy vehicles, why do all of them not come with thermometers of the outside temperature?
Mm-hmm.
Does it not bug you when you walk outside and you're like, wow, it is.
Every time I get in my car, picture that. I get in my car and I scream at the top of my lungs, where are my rights? Because I don't understand what happened to my thermometer, okay?
Yeah.
All I want to know is how I'm supposed to know what the weather's like if I'm sitting in my car without a thermometer.
Right. Is it cold? Is it hot? What's really going on?
Mm-hmm. That's what I got to know. Mm. I'm just telling you. Listen,
shameful.
Final thing I want to write. Listen, where are my rights when I'm getting out of bed? Because all the time folks are always saying, well, you got out of bed on the wrong side. People listen to this show even and hear us ranting and raving about stuff and say, well, why are y'all so mad? You know, every now and then. And I say, listen, who says there's a wrong side of the bed? I should have the right to get out on either side of the bed and it not matter. Okay.
That's right.
If I want to kick my wife out of the way in the morning so I can get off on her side of the bed, my rights. If she wants to kick me out of the bed, if she wants to put a foot on my backside and shove me into the floor, it is her right to do so.
It's her right.
Because she ought to be allowed to get out on any side of the bed that she chooses. Hashtag feminism.
Exactly. But for some reason, it wasn't important at the time to put that in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were thinking about. I mean, what was distracting them to the point that they did not include that?
They weren't thinking about us.
Exactly.
Weren't thinking about us. Listen, folks, I think we got that one figured out. I think we got that one nailed. And, folks, I think this conversation is over. I think we have listed here for you a complete Bill of Rights 2.0, if you will.
2.0.
Add these to the Constitution. Listen, all we have to do is get all the House and all of the senators on board and then convince all 50 states to ratify these things into law, and boom, we've got brand new rights for a brand new day. 2018 could be the best year of all of our lives. Just ratify these amendments into the Constitution, because I'm telling you, our rights are lacking, and we've just made a good list.
We need a petition. Yep. We need your signatures today. Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, again, this is some guy and the Bugman figure things out. Our question today was what now?
Where are my rights?
Exactly. And this show was brought to you by the Bachelor Bro Show. Comes out on Wednesdays. I hope you check us out there. Bradley, right. Where can they find you on Twitter?
Twitter is at Bugman_Bradley. Mm-hmm. You can also find me on Facebook somehow, but I don't know how. Good luck with that.
That's right. I'm on Facebook as well, but check me out, Chase the Rev on Twitter. Check out the show at Some Bugman on them there, the Twitters. And folks, why don't y'all just go on and have a good week?
Please, on us.